Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
These decluttering stats will honestly shock you because they shocked me. Okay, are you ready, Pablo?
I'm ready to be shocked.
Did you know that decluttering can cut down 40% of the average home's housework?
40%?
40%.
That's quite a lot.
It's a lot. And I think that we can all agree, who doesn't want to spend less time doing housework? Especially 40% less, right?
Especially nowadays, like, people are time poor. We are time poor. Like, you want to save time and declutter.
Exactly. Decluttering also reduces the stress associated with a disorganized living space and leads to a clearer mind.
Clearer mind, clearer space.
Exactly. Did you know that if you rent a storage facility to store your excess belongings, you're actually contributing to a $154 billion industry? And to put that into context, that's bigger than Hollywood.
Hollywood?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's bigger than Hollywood. Isn't that crazy?
That's pretty big.
It's pretty big. And 54% of us reckon we could fill a room with stuff we just simply don't need. It's crazy.
How many stats do you have?
Okay, one more. One more before we start
before
the podcast.
Before people start to listen to another podcast. Quick.
Okay, one more. 20% of people said friends and families avoided coming over due to the useless items taking up space. That's a sad stat as well.
Sad, yeah. But what is the percentage of people that have already liked and followed this podcast?
I'm not sure.
But contribute to this high percentage and increase that percentage if you want to and if you enjoy this podcast and those research stats by Queenie.
Yeah. Make sure you follow along.
And while you do that, we're going to share our money wins. So, Queenie.
Yes, money wins. So, my money win is that we thought we needed a baby change table, but it turns out we actually don't because we have a laundry room. And in our laundry room, we have this it's kind of like inbuilt into our laundry where we've got the sink and then we've got this kind of like counter space, which we don't even use. Like, we never use it. It's like built in, like there's a sink, there's a countertop. And then we realize like this is the perfect place to change our baby, you know, because the sink's right there. We've got a counter there and we don't need a baby change table. So that's a money win.
That's a very big money win. I guess, yeah, you got to wait until you really know you need the sink before buying it.
Exactly. What's your money win, Pablo?
My money win is that we're in this new podcast studio space, which I really love. But the money win is that, you know, we were thinking, oh, do we need to buy a table, another table? Or do we need to buy like sand panels or like fake brick wall or things like that? And just by, you know, trying it out, see the camera angle and all these, and we just realized that we literally needed to buy only two fake plants.
Exactly.
And nothing else.
Yeah, nothing else.
So that's the big money win because, you know, last space we had to buy quite a few stuff to make it look nice, but this one, we don't. It's just good as it is.
It is, yeah. We don't need to buy as many things as we think we do. So we wanted to go through this episode and give some tips. So excited for this one. Just remember that anything that we talk about in this podcast is general financial advice only and not personal financial advice. You can read our full financial services guide in our description. We would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of our land, and we extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people today. Okay, so my first point is the one in and the one out rule. Have you heard of this rule, Pablo?
One in, one out, no. Tell me.
Yeah, okay, it's a pretty simple one. Basically, if you want to bring something into your home, you have to get rid of something, either by selling it or donating it. And I think it's a really good principle for us to have if we want to keep our homes and our workspaces clutter-free.
That's good, yeah, because if you bring more than what you get rid of, then that's when you're going to start having like lots of stuff in your room, right?
Exactly.
So I guess it's important to only bring new stuff, but you also get rid of something.
Exactly, exactly. So there's this actually a crazy stat related to this. Did you know that people have $60 billion worth of unused stuff in their homes? Yeah, and this is just for Australia, which is such a small country, and that equates to $6,623 per household of unused stuff.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, right?
So if you are listening and you are a household or a person, there is $6,623 lying somewhere in your place.
You find it and sell it.
Find it and then you send us... No. We take a 20% cut only of the decluttering.
Yeah. Love that. And on to your next point, which is very related.
Yeah, it's online marketplaces. So basically Facebook Marketplace, Gumtree, Craigslist, Le Bon Coin, if you live in France, it's basically a really good place to start selling stuff. So, you know, before I think you had to, you know, it will go to landfill. I think we talked about this in the last episode, but now there's all these great platforms that you can literally just take a photo, put it online with your phone and receive like inquiries and people are actually buying it. And even if you don't want to bother, you can just put it for free and some people will come get it. So we had this GoPro actually that we barely used and I just put it on marketplace and literally like in 1 or 2 days it was sold, because a good way to sell it quickly, I guess, is to understand the price. So to do that, you just search your item as a buyer and then you see what does your item sell for. And then if you want to really sell it quickly, you just put like $10 or $20 lower based on the item. If you really want the best price and have time to wait, you can put higher price or similar price based on the location. And then, yeah, we were able to sell it and we sold so many things. Like, good thing what we did as well is buying on marketplace. So that way, when we were to sell it, if we knew that we will keep it for maybe 1 year, like when we live in our one bedroom apartment, we knew we will not stay there that for the rest of our life. So we bought most furniture on marketplace. And when we sold it, we were able to sell it for a similar price.
Yeah, exactly. And Pablo is the Facebook marketplace master. And you have some really good tips for selling on marketplace, right?
Yeah, so I guess the first thing, like I just said, finding the right price and then also saying a story of why you sell the item, you know, because sometimes you don't know why this person is selling it. Most of the time you can say, oh yeah, I upgraded, I got a better one, or I got another item, just, you know, to reassure that this is working fine. And also, like, I guess being quick at answering every inquiry, it's important, and checking what similar items are in the location that you are selling it. Because, you know, if you're in a whoop whoop, like Rosrain will say, like, it's going to be harder to sell than if you are like in Sydney CBD or any big city. So I think seeing around, like making it easy for people to get it and being quick, that's the key.
Yeah, that's very true. And I think selling, like telling the story of why you're selling it is a really good one, because as a buyer, you want to know, like, why is this person selling it? You know, was it the wrong size? Was, you know, were they not using it? You know, you don't want, the last thing you want is something that's broken. And yeah, we noticed when we were selling a lot of our kitchen appliances, like we would always say why we were selling it. When we got our Thermomix, we were like, you know, we upgraded to a Thermomix and we don't use this anymore. And I think it's just nice and reassuring for the buyer that, okay, it does work. They just don't need it anymore.
Yeah. And another thing I just thought about is good photos. You know, you don't want these crappy photos when you see only half of the item or you don't understand. So as many photos as possible, because sometimes you see items on marketplace, they took a screenshot or copied the photo of the item new and you don't know what the real item looks like.
Oh yeah, those are always super dodgy. I'm always like, oh no, I'm not going to contact that person, because what does it really look like now? What's the condition? Like, if they're not putting a photo on there, there must be something wrong. But in reality, maybe that person was just a bit too lazy to take a photo and there was nothing wrong with the item, you know?
Yeah, you don't know. But I guess you don't want to take the risk to go like drive like 30 minutes and then be like, oh, it's actually not good.
Yeah, yeah. And also putting the dimensions, so then people don't have to ask you, how tall is it, how wide is it, da da da. So yeah, that'll save you some time as well.
Yeah, dimensions are good. And usually you don't even have to measure the appliance or the thing that you have, because you can find it on the website if you bought it like from somewhere new.
Exactly, exactly.
So before we go to the next point, a quick thing or takeaway, you know, for this point is this weekend or whenever you have time, like take 5 minutes, you know, not even like more than that, just to find a few things lying around your home and, you know, snap a photo, put it on a marketplace and see what happens. And then, you know, if you make some good money, there must be one thing, just one thing.
Yeah, exactly. And let us know how you go with it. We would love to hear from you. We have a feedback form down in the show notes, so you can fill it out. Let us know your feedback on the podcast and tell us what have you sold on Marketplace.
I'm keen to hear what items are lying around and has been sold.
Yeah, exactly. So my next rule is a new rule, but I honestly love this one. If I don't rate something a 90% or above, I just won't buy it. And then once you start implementing this rule into your life, it's actually so nice, because then whenever you go into your wardrobe, everything that you pull out is something that you love, and everything around your home is something that you love, and everything around, you know, your workspace is something that you really, really love. And yeah, it's been such a game changer for me, because I used to be someone that was surrounded by things I just didn't really, really like that much. Or, you know, maybe I would just get the cheap bargain stuff on sale. But yeah, it's such a good rule. We actually learned this one from one of our friends, Gabe, who is a minimalist. So shout out, Gabe. Thanks for this one. But yeah, honestly, such a good hack to just ensure that the stuff that you buy is actually something that you really, really love.
Oh yeah, 100%. And actually, you've done something related to that to make sure it's kind of 90% is the color analysis, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So I did a color analysis. And it was a very humbling experience, because she kind of like drapes colors over you, and she's very honest with which colors look good on you, which colors don't look good on you. And yeah, it was very humbling, but also a good experience, because now I have a color palette that I can stick to, and I know which kind of colors I can buy for makeup and lipstick and eyeshadows and things like that, which kind of colors I should be looking for in my wardrobe as well. And it's just like another criteria for me to kind of meet before I bring something into my home. And I just love it. Oh, one more rule I would like to say to all my makeup girlies out there, there's this thing called Project Pan. And it's basically like, if you have a makeup compact, you kind of want to use it so much that you can actually see the pan of like the makeup product. So that's where it comes from. But I only buy makeup when I have completely run out of the makeup that I already have. So I bought a new lipstick the other day because I literally had no more lipstick in my lipstick tube. And that's when I went out to buy a new lipstick. So I think these sorts of rules are really good, because the more stuff you have, the more stress you have, the more clutter it takes up. And yeah, it's just good to not have to buy too many things.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess that follows your like one in, one out. You know, it's like you don't have anything left. It goes out, a new one comes in.
Exactly, exactly.
Nice. And before we go to the next part, what do people need to do, Kui?
Make sure you follow the podcast if you are enjoying it so you don't miss an episode, and rate us 5 stars. We would really appreciate it.
Thanks. We really, really appreciate it. And the next point is donate and deduct. I guess you can't sell anything on Marketplace, because, I mean, you can put it for free, but also donating, I think it's a good way to get rid of stuff that you can't sell. And Queenie, do you know how many orders are in?
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Australia?
No. How many?
1 in 20 Australians are affected by hoarding disorder.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot more than I thought.
Yeah, 1 in 20.
Wow.
So that's a lot of hoarders.
Wow, there could be one among us. Maybe in this podcast studio, who knows?
Maybe in this household.
Yes, yeah, you don't know, right?
Yeah, you don't know. So yeah, that's a lot of orders. So I guess to get through this is that you got to really think what you want to keep and start donating. I guess it's good to go with like items you really don't need. And a good thing that we've done with our clothes to make sure we don't hold to clothes that we don't like anymore is the hanger hack.
Tell me about the hanger hack, Pablo.
I will tell you and tell the listeners as well. So the hanger hack is basically to put the hook of our hanger or clothes hanger the wrong way around. So instead of, you know, being easy to take out of the hanger rack, it's quite hard because the hook is the wrong way around. But then as you wear the clothes, you put them back the right way around. So at the end of the year comes in the analysis and you can see all the hangers that are still the wrong way around. And that means, very simple, that you have not wear those clothes.
It's very telling.
There's no need to look at the clothes and say, have I wear this a long time ago or not? So literally, you can see you haven't wore this for like 6 months or 1 year. And you can do this exercise, you know, over the weekend. Just put your clothes all the wrong way around. And then at the end of the year, or even before if you want to, you can just, yeah, literally donate your clothes.
I love this. I love this hack. That's a really good one. I guess on that note, doing a clothes swap. So once you've gone through the year and you've realized, hey, there are heaps of clothes that I don't wear anymore, you could organize a clothes swap with your friends. And this is something that I recently did with my friends and it was so much fun. So we all came over to my place. We brought some clothes that we no longer wear and we just held up some clothes, you know, to the group, like, you know, I got this, who wants this? And it was such a fun activity as well because, you know, you don't have to buy new clothes, but you're essentially getting new clothes in your wardrobe. And we even brought stuff like shoes, makeup, jewelry, and things like that. So it's a good way to save some money and then also, you know, swap clothes around your friendship group. And I think also something important to note as well about this is I saw this interesting stat that like a lot of the clothes and things that we donate to a lot of these like organizations, sometimes they don't actually even end up in stores. Sometimes they actually end up in landfill because they just simply have too many things coming in. So that's why it's actually kind of good to go around your friends. If someone's actually going to use it and they really like the item, you know, might as well go to someone who's actually going to use it than potentially going to landfill. So yeah, good to know.
Yeah, it's interesting that, yeah, they have too much stuff donated and they have to get rid of it. It's pretty sad.
It is pretty sad, hey? So yeah, something to keep in mind.
For me, my next point is staying organized. So basically, you know, it's easy to buy stuff and buy more stuff because you don't know where your old stuff are. And it used to happen for us a lot in the kitchen. So we used to have like, I don't know, like diced tomatoes. And then we want to make some bolognese. And then we're like, oh, I can't see where the diced, we'll buy some risotto rice. We don't know how much risotto rice we have. So we're going to buy it again. And then we end up with like two or three packets of risotto rice and it expires. So what we've done is organize our kitchen. It cost a bit of money because we bought boxes and we bought a label maker. Wasn't too expensive actually and really life-changing.
Oh yeah, this appliance was so life-changing. I think it only costed us about $32, but we use it all the time. So highly recommend getting a label maker, such a game changer.
Yeah, we literally label everything in our kitchen and now, you know, we know when we need risotto rice or not because it's very easy access and we can see everything in our kitchen. So I think staying organized can be a really good way to stay clutter-free and keep only the essential. As well as another small hack is keeping a box next to your exit door. So basically you keep a box and all this stuff that you see lying around in your home that you're not gonna use anymore, that is not useful, you can just put it in a box and either donate it, you know, at the end of the month.
I love that. That's really, really cool. Good hack. And I actually have a crazy stat that we spend an average of 1 year of our lives just looking for things.
One year?
Yeah, 1 year. Just because we can't find it and our homes are too cluttered and disorganized. So the more organized you can make your home, the more time you save, the more money you can potentially make, and just live a better life, more clutter-free.
That's good. And I feel like sometimes it's quite frustrating to look for things as well.
It is, yeah. It's like a year of your life, but it's like the worst year of your life ever because you're just walking around your home, where is this thing?
Exactly. You're like, I know I've seen that thing like a minute ago. It's me with my glasses. I'm like, Queenie, have you seen my glasses? Oh, they're on your nose.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you want to save a year of your life, that's a long time.
Yeah, and you can spend that time doing more fun stuff too.
Not looking for things.
Exactly. So this is a really cool hack that I saw on TikTok. Let's say, for example, you're at the shops and somebody comes up to you and they're like, do you want $100 or do you want this pair of shoes? What would you choose in that moment? And this is what I try to visualize every time I go shopping, like to just really make sure that I actually need the thing that I'm getting. I visualize this person coming to me. Do you want $100 or do you want the shoes? Which one would you pick in that moment kind of determines which one you need more. Would you prefer the money or would you prefer the shoes? And I think it's a good way to think before we buy anything, because sometimes in the moment you might think you need something when in actual fact you would have preferred to have kept the money. So yeah, something to keep in mind.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess that's why it's important to really sleep on a purchase before making it, because otherwise you just impulse buy and you'll regret it, or you're going to have something to clutter your home on top of that. It's literally us with this office. We're like, oh, we probably should buy a table for the podcast and a round table. And then we waited, and then we came here in the studio, set up all the lights and microphone and everything. And then we're like, actually, there's literally no room for a table and we don't need it.
Yeah.
So I guess like just making sure you really need it.
Yeah.
Before even buying it.
Yeah, I like using the lazy Queenie hack, which is basically like, don't buy anything until you absolutely need it, because I'm a bit lazy. Pablo's a lot more organized than I am. But, you know, the lazy Queenie hack actually works because you literally don't buy anything until you're absolutely sure you need it. And maybe you probably needed to buy it for a few months until you actually buy it. But it's kind of like a good way to not buy anything you don't need. Isn't that right, Pablo?
That's right. Queenie, you're like, you know, when you had your period pains and you're like suffering on the floor and you're like, oh, damn, I should have bought some Panadol, but lazy Queenie did not buy it. I really need it now.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly something I would do.
I'm like, damn it, but at least I waited.
At least I know I really needed it. And then I forget for the next month again.
Yeah. When our baby is going to be covered in poo, yeah. Oh, damn it, I should have bought some more nappies.
Now I know I needed it, though. It wasn't an impulse buy.
Exactly. So I think it's actually a good trait.
Yeah. Who would have thought?
My next point is related to investing. And basically, people are going to ask, investing, decluttering, what are you talking about, Pablo? Well, let me explain. So we talked about, like, you know, selling stuff on marketplace and things like that. And what do you do with the money? Well, what we do is we invest 50% of it. So let's say we sell something for $100. We're going to invest $50. And then we're going to have fun with the $50, the rest of the $50. So that way we still invest for the future, but we also have fun with the money. So it's a good way of building wealth with those things that we don't no longer need, but also having fun and, you know, enjoy life. So I think it kind of is a good balance of best of both worlds.
Yeah, I love that principle, because then it makes you more motivated to actually start listing things and selling things, because you're like, you know, if I get an extra $50 or $100 to, you know, be able to enjoy myself, then it's worth it, right?
Exactly. So you want to make sure that you know, enjoy life, but so you don't feel left behind that you just YOLO all your money.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I love that, Pablo. So my next point is basically just writing a shopping list. I know it's very simple, But whenever I think I need something, I write it down in a shopping list and I just wait. I just wait until like the mid-year sales or maybe Black Friday, the Boxing Day sales, or whenever there's a sale. And then when those sale periods come up, I look back on that list and then it makes me realize how grateful I am that I did not buy those things straight away, because maybe by the time I look at the list, I'm like, I don't even want these things anymore. It's crazy, hey?
Yeah, it's crazy. The list can be kind of good and not good because sometimes you end up buying it just because it's on the list. So another hack on top of that is asking yourself, what do you actually remember that you wrote on the list?
That's a very telling sign as well.
And something I just realized I forgot is that we have an investing cheat sheet.
Yeah, that's right.
That was on my list.
Yes, yes.
And I looked at the list, so I kind of cheated, but now I remember. So if you want to get started investing, we've created a comprehensive cheat sheet explaining like how to pick a broker and all these things to get started investing, and we'll have a link in the show notes.
Yeah, exactly. So you can potentially invest some of the proceeds that you're making from reselling things that you don't need anymore. So exactly. It's a win-win. And on that note, we also are launching a budgeting tool, and we are so, so, so excited about this because we are really passionate about budgeting, but we've been using spreadsheets for the past couple of years and we are just done with the spreadsheets. So that's why we're building this product for all of us to use so that we can do our budgeting better, get better insights from our budgets. And yeah, we have a wait list down in the show notes. So if you would like to join the wait list, can sign up for free, and we are letting a couple of people in every week also just to test the tool. It's currently in beta version, but yeah, we're really, really excited to launch it officially soon.
Yeah, really exciting, and we hope to see you in there very soon because we're also organizing monthly catch-up with budgeting and meeting face-to-face with you.
It's been so much fun, honestly, because I guess sometimes when you're building wealth or you have all these financial goals, it can be a little bit isolating. You know, sometimes maybe your friends aren't super into finance or budgeting and things like that yet. And it's nice to have a community. So yeah, we organized one last week and it was just so nice catching up with our subscribers, realizing that we all had similar goals and we also had similar things to work on as well. That was really interesting. So I think some of the insights were, there was this one lady, she wanted to cut down on buying clothes because she realized she spent a lot of money in the previous month buying clothes. For me, it was cutting down on my food and grocery budget because I went over for a few months. There was another lady in there and she realized that she had a bit of leftover money that she could be investing. So that was really cool. So yeah, really cool insights from the sessions. And we hope to see you in Bilroo soon.
Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to follow the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and we'll see you in the next one.
See you next one.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.